The Business Bunker.
Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, February the 9th. You are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the Chief Charwaller is back. The elephant washer. She's here. The stunkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
I'll tell you, namaste, Mr. Andrews. Namaste. Come on.
What?
Namaste.
Now, you've already stuck things all over me forehead.
A little bindi.
Yeah.
Well, Paul Barber would be very impressed, won't he? And so will Binny at Binny's shop. Lovely to be back. I did bring you a little something.
Did you?
Yeah, a little something.
What is it?
I don't really know.
You don't really know because...
It's a drink.
Yeah, so you say.
Yeah, I'm thinking it might be a lassie or something.
A lassie?
Yeah.
It's dog stuff. It's liquidised dog stuff.
You know very well. You're just trying to dumb yourself down. You know very well what a lassie is.
It's all bubbly.
Yeah, have
and
one.
Green. No, just... I'm not drinking that.
You've got to.
It could
to.
Be anything.
Read it.
I can't read it. I can't read what it says. It's in Sanskrit or whatever it is.
Urdu or Hindu or... Sanskrit's the old language, isn't it?
Yeah, well, this has been around a while. It's past its sell-by date.
I don't think they bother with sell-by dates.
Do they not?
Yeah. So anyway, had a fabulous time.
Did you?
Love India.
Are you going to tell us about it?
Love Indian people.
Yeah.
I did leave the baby behind.
Did you?
Yeah, he was very sweet.
I saw the picture of you sweeping on a banana cellar. I thought that was quite good.
What was I doing? The monkey.
You swooped down from a balcony onto a street banana vendor. I saw that.
Very amusing. That was, I mean, you know, if you haven't been to India, you've got to go. People are fantastic. The people are absolutely lovely. I don't know about you, Martin. Martin's over there, Martin. You'll agree that people, in 2 weeks, I didn't ever come across anybody awful. Whereas in England... You know,
she's only got to hang around this studio for a few minutes and it happens.
And it's the greetings, darling, yeah. Isn't it? Not all right. It's
that's because they all think you're a walking cash point machine. That's why, Jules. They all want your money.
Oh, but I just found the people absolutely open and gorgeous and charming. The toilets were something else, I have to say, unless you're in a 5-star. You need to be able to squat, which I'm not very good at because I've got a metal knee. So that was my problem.
Do we really need to know this?
But of course, I did meet the Prime Minister, Modi.
The Prime Minister of where?
Of India.
Oh, of India.
And he loves me, darling.
Does he?
Yeah, he loves me. And he tweeted me yesterday.
Well, the Prime Minister of India tweeted you.
Yeah, he loves me.
What did he say? Give us our stuff back.
He wants me to do his social media, I think. I can't.
Really?
I can't.
Yeah, he didn't say, excuse me, Mrs. Serkin, can we have the towels from the hotel back, please? They're the only set we've got.
As an emerging market, I think India is going to rock. This is the prediction of my new husband, Frontier Funds. You can follow him. He was fantastic at mediating. We had the Russians there and all sorts of dignitaries. So very, very interesting. But I think it will rock. So if you're investing in emerging markets, look at India. My mic's very odd. It sounds like I've got a little lisp.
Little lisp. I can hear you loud and clear. It's mine that's causing me problems.
Well, maybe
now.
It's my headphones. It sounds like I've got a little lisp.
Could be.
Or something.
But, yeah, whatever.
But it's very nice to be back on the grind. So I only got back Monday night and I was straight into it, plus all the laundry, of course.
Cool. Anyway, it's lovely to have you back. Make the tea.
Oh, I've made that.
Oh, yeah, you have.
I made that for everyone.
Anyway.
While you loafed about.
Enough of that.
Putting bindi on. Who might our sponsor be?
Today's show sponsor are the lovely folks from Telcare Limited, who
we
are
love
the telecommunications systems providers, telephone systems providers from over there on the Medway City Estate in Rochester. And a massive thank you to Lisa, Dave and the team at Telcare for sponsoring today's show.
Because they were on while I was away. I was very sorry to miss it.
Yeah, they were. Well, Lisa co-hosted one of the shows.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she did indeed.
I've got a lot to catch up on then.
Absolutely.
I missed that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure she was very organised, because she's a very organised person, Lisa.
Absolutely.
And I was going to say something else. Well, what they do need out there in India is telecommunications, Dave, if you're listening. And she saw the wiring that the monkey was swinging on.
Yeah, I know. That was great, wasn't it? Yeah.
Nearly gave her a heart attack, that wiring.
Yeah, yeah. You do see some funny things. Somebody posted on Facebook a while back, four Indian guys that were fixing an air conditioning unit on the outside of a 12-storey hotel. And they basically tied, like, eight ladders together. And the guy was balancing off one, trying to screw this thing to the wall. It was so scary. It was unbelievable.
Well, counting how many people you can cram onto a motorcycle was my game on holiday.
A
family of about 15 all crammed on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we should try it.
The traffic's to behold as well, isn't it?
Well, New Delhi, the pollution is quite bad, yeah. I was hacking up a bit there. But Jaipur was my favourite. Martin, did you go to Jaipur? He's nodding. Doesn't work on radio, darling.
Yeah, it was absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it is an amazing country. Yeah. It's a once-in-a-lifetime
Everyone
trip.
Should go. Just take some tissues in each pocket. That's what I did. I always went out with tissues because they don't do loo paper. You have a little shower to wash your bottom.
It's too much information. Do we really
It's culturally interesting.
It's culturally interesting. Yeah. No, it isn't.
Because they're actually much cleaner than us. If they do a number two, they wash their bottom. They don't use tissues or toilet papers. So I think we ought to bring that in the studio here. Have a little shower.
A hose.
little shower.
Give me a hose down. Okay, we'll give it a go.
I do need lessons. I do need lessons if Paul Barbara's listening on how to go to the toilet with a sari on, because it's quite difficult. I think Martin wound it on too tight.
Do you know what? I've had enough of this already. I can't take any more.
Drink your drink.
No, I'd like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent. Out there, you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998, or you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, or the most best way to get hold of us and to interact with us live on the show is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. So do drop me a tweet, and we have had quite a few tweets. But I'll tell you what, Jules, you can start off by reading an email.
Okay, well, we've had one very aptly from Supply My Business. The inaugural, I can't say inaugural.
Inaugural.
I think you did that on purpose.
First.
The inaugural, yes, networking event, Monday the 14th of March is coming up. And they'll be hosting their first ever business networking event in conjunction with East Kent College. This is, as I said, on the 14th of March. It's at the Discovery Park, 7:30 to 10:30. There's a free breakfast. Well, what's not to like, listener? And also refreshments as well. So not only your breakfast, but refreshments. It's exclusively for Supply My Business members and timed to coincide with the start of National Apprenticeship Week, which we will be celebrating. There is a speaker, and of course it is the lovely Paul Andrews, who's the CEO of Jobs in Kent and host of the popular weekly Business Bunker show that you're listening to at the moment. So he'll be the keynote speaker of the day. Also, there'll be plenty of opportunity for businesses to network and a short presentation on apprenticeships from East End Kent College. Are you bowing down there or doing your praying? He's doing his weekly rituals. You can register your business at supplymybusiness.co.uk, and you can join them and what promises to be a fun and informative chance to network face-to-face with growing Kent business community. So that's the 14th of March, listener, 7:30 to 10:30, a free breakfast, and get in touch. You can find them on the Twitter at supplymybiz, and just tell them you're coming would be nice, or else just turn up, perhaps. Shall I read something else?
No, I'm going to do some tweets.
Lorraine Wilding has said, you can email her, she's asking, rainyday25@hotmail.co.uk. And she says, I'm trekking the Great Wall of China for Alzheimer's Society. I'm trying to find 3,350 rupees. You can just donate 1 rupee, as together we can make a difference. Donations can be made by, sorry, I meant pounds, of course, I forgot where I was, by texting. And she wants you to text LWAZ.
Anybody who thinks you've been to India or something, you know.
LWAZ48. Text that to 770. So 770. Or visit her justgiving.com, Lorraine Wilding. And Lorraine is spelt with two R's, LORRAINE Wilding. And she says, any help, support for Alzheimer's Society, greatly appreciated. So that's. Her email is rainyday25@hotmail.co.uk.
Cool. Thank you for that. Right. I'm going to start reading some of the tweets. We've had a tweet from the lovely Floke at Click Events.
Floke?
Folk.
Have you forgotten how to talk? Well,
the lovely folk at Click Events. And they've got loads of different events, including a Valentine's dinner. Ooh. And the best thing to do is to go to their website, which is clickevents.co.uk, and find out about all the events that they've got happening. We've had a tweet from the lovely Amy at AM Marketing. And Amy says, happy pancake day.
I know. I'm going to have them tonight. I didn't get time this morning. I shall probably have bacon pancakes.
Really?
Because I quite like a savoury. And then I shall roll on with a few maple syrup ones and lemon and sugar.
Don't you have bacon with maple syrup in the American style?
Oh, you can do. Mm. Yeah, I want sugar and cream with that.
All right.
What will you be having?
When?
Tonight, pancake day.
I'm working, aren't I? I'm working till midnight.
Can't you bring in some ones and flip some up here?
Yeah, I'm going to cook pancakes in a radio studio. Of course I am. Read an email.
HR conference. Join us for a breakfast briefing with networking for only £50 plus VAT. It's on Monday the 15th of February, so that's next Monday coming, 8 to 4.30. It's at Canterbury College in the New Dover Road. And they say thanks to the sponsorship of Cripps, Kent and Victor Chamber would like to invite you to the HR conference at Canterbury College on Monday the 15th of February. It'll be a jam-packed day full of vital information, guest speakers, panel session with Q&As and an intensive breakout session. Breakfast and lunch will be provided. This is the agenda. There's brekkie, 8 to 8.30 with registration and networking. Then 8.45, it's getting the recruitment and induction process right. Sounds like a labour, doesn't it? Induction. Delivered by Cripps. The ladies were all grimacing then because they know about induction. 8.45, getting the recruitment and induction process right, which is delivered by Cripps. Main conference is Gavin Tyler, who's managing partner of Cripps, and then apprentices in HR. And then at 10.45, creating sustainable performance through ethical ways. The keynote speaker is Perry Timms. Do you know Perry Timms?
No. I'm looking around here at all of us wearing vajazzles on our foreheads and kind of...
They're bindies.
Oh, are they? Right, yeah. Okay. I'm just getting really freaked out by all this.
11.30am, panel introductions and questions. And then there's a lunch and breakout session, 12.30, 1.30, 8 breakout sessions to choose from on the day, they say. So to book, you go to events at kentandvictorchamber.co.uk, and I'm sure the lovely Paul Andrews has already got it up on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. It's very diligent,
indeed.
You know, ladies. Very, very diligent.
I have indeed.
You haven't. We haven't even mentioned who's in the studio with us.
Well, our guests.
Yeah.
No,
go on.
You can
give
tell
us a little tease. Oh, no, because they haven't given me their business cards.
Oh, so
they refuse.
Well, today we're going to be joined.
I only know they're Twitters.
I forgot you were back. Normally, the show works really well as a format and everything. And with the co-presenter, what you do is before the show goes live, you sit down and you go, "How are we going to do this?" Yeah. When Jules comes in, we sit down and go, "How are you going to do this?" And she goes, "Yep, yep, yep." I go, "Have you got that?" And she says, "Yes." And then when we go live to air, she changes the whole thing and just makes it up as she goes along.
Well, I'm a Gemini.
Yeah. She's two-faced. Let me introduce our guests. We're going to be hearing from today, in no particular order, the lovely Jill Monroe, Lucy Milton, Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, and Martin White.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. And we're going to be hearing from them as the show unfolds. But do keep your tweets coming. We've had a tweet from Fruitworks that says, "Hello, everyone. It's Business Bunker Day with Vanilla Webb and Jules Sirkin, and we're tuned in and listening to the Business Bunker show. Thank you very much."
Who was that? Fruitworks?
Fruitworks.
Shouldn't they be designing websites and things instead of, gallivanting?
That'd be Fruit Bowl.
Or Fruit Bats.
Fruit Bats, yeah.
Elisa Settle said that you had trouble with your teeth last week.
I did, yeah. Yeah, I had to borrow some. I did. I've had a tweet, and I've tweeted it out, but we actually have got a mail about it later, about a thing called Give and Gain, which is an attempt by a business in the community to try to get people, businesses, to spend one day next month allowing their staff to volunteer with charities. We will read out more about it, but I just tweeted as well. And also I've had a tweet from Neville Gaunt, and he says, "Hello, Bunkerites. Please can we shout out for this fundraising launch? Can you watch BBC Three tonight to see what the problem's all about?" And there's a link here. It's justgiving.com/streetsoccer. So that's justgiving.com/streetsoccer. It's our official fundraising campaign to help young people currently experiencing homelessness. So do watch the programme tonight on BBC Three. Do follow Neville and do go to the justgiving.com/streetsoccer site and give some of your money.
That sounds very, very interesting. Mm. I have a little email here, which I may read out. It says it's an emergency first aid at work course and it's held in Dover on Wednesday the 17th of February. So not very long. It's Wednesday week, I call it. And it's the QCF level, level two, and it's called an EFAW in capitals course. It's one day, lasts 6 hours. It's £40 per person. There's no VAT. And as I said, it's Wednesday 17th of Feb, 9:30 to 16 at the Curzon Hall Community Centre at Curzon Road, Dover, Kent. If you want the sat nav, it's Charlie Tango 17 OAP. Good one. And you can, there's a phone number here, which I'll read out actually.
But it's
information about Medicast training that you can find. They're KCC approved. They're Ofsted and EYFS compliant training providers for paediatric first aid, QCF level 3 qualifications. And they also deliver training on behalf of Millie's Trust. This is from Steve Thompson, I believe. So the number to call if you want to find out more about this course, which is on the 17th of February, Wednesday of next week, in Dover, it's 0845 900 3760. Sounds very, very good, that. So give them a ring.
Cool. Thank you for that. There's an evening of glitz and glamour.
We could go with our bindis on.
Absolutely. And it's to blast off those winter blues. The Parenta Trust Gala Ball is taking place on Saturday the 27th of February at the Great Danes Hotel in Maidstone. Tickets are priced at a measly £49 per person and include a sumptuous no less, three-course meal with wine, top-notch live band, charity auction, and so much more. Places for this black tie dinner dance are limited and selling fast. Please contact me to book your place. The Parenta Trust has funded the building of three nursery schools in post-conflict Uganda and are now providing a quality preschool education to hundreds of children. With your help and support, we hope to commission the build of our fourth nursery. And further details about Parenta Trust are available online at parenta.com/charity. That's Parenta, parenta.com/charity. I really hope that you'll be able to join us. It promises to be a fabulous night. And that's from the lovely Deborah.
You've got donkey teeth.
I've got my tusks all mixed up. That's from the lovely Debbie Cameron of Parenta Trust. And do go to their website to find out more about that. That's parenta.com/charity to look at booking your tickets for that. Cool. Do you know what we're going to do now, Julesy Jules?
Tunage.
We're going to have a bit of tunage.
Have you got some sitar?
No, I haven't. Oh, it's pancake day.
Oh, OK. Sugar. Sugar. The Archies.
Absolutely.
Name it.
Sugar.
Yeah.
RIFT Research and Development, reuniting innovators and business tax credits. RIFTResearch.com.
JobsInKent.com. Find suppliers and quote for work with local Kent businesses at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on Tuesday the 9th of February with me, Paul Andrews, and her, Elephant Woman.
How rude. I did put on quite a lot of weight, actually.
I saw your new husband's tweet about you elephant jockeying as well.
Oh, I know all about elephants now.
Yeah.
But the nice thing is, I don't know when you were there, Martin, how long ago, but my driver said that the elephants started going crazy because they were working them too much in the hot sun going up to the Amar Fort. Is it the Amar Fort?
Yeah, in Jaipur.
Yeah, and so now the government has brought in a four-hour rule that they can't work them for more than four hours, which is really, really good.
Cool.
And I have learnt how to avoid a bullock at all times, you know, because they just plough around.
As you would.
There are bullocks just on the road, aren't they, Martin?
She's walking down Whitstable High Street the other day, and this bullock came charging up the other way, and she just stepped aside into the vroom, it went straight past.
But my husband, actually, I said to him, my new husband, I said, mind that poo on the floor, bullock poo, and he walked straight in it in his open sandals. Oh, only my husband would do that. Just drives me nuts.
Keeps your toes warm, though.
Because men don't listen, do they? they just don't listen.
What, who said that? I've got an email here I want to read. Paul, I want to introduce you to our new website, which I believe supports many national and regional issues for small businesses. It's very difficult to explain the whole essence of the website, but if you imagine Interflora for cakes.
Ooh.
Think about this.
Who's that from?
Hold on a minute. Interflora for cakes. It would go some way to outline what we're doing. How does it work? The customer wanting a cake delivered.
Ooh, I do.
From outside their immediate area. Right. So, basically, if you wanted to send someone a birthday cake and you don't live in the same region, you go to this website, you enter the postcode of the recipient, and a local cake maker will tell you, you know, what the deal is.
Oh, I hope Sally for Cakes is listening.
The baker then hand-delivers the cake and receives the payment. So, our primary source of bakers is going to be home bakers with a passion for what they do. There are so many talented bakers around us. We all know someone who will bake that birthday cake for our children or the anniversary cake for our parents. But if they want to take the step from baking for family and friends, there is a need for some investment. So a website and some local advertising is generally the route chosen, which in itself can cost quite a lot of money. Even with a wonderful website, they will then appear like 20 pages down on Google. So this is an effort to circumvent that and to get home artisans that make cakes to them. What a fabulous idea. And this is what they're saying is everything's locally made. It'll be hand delivered for free and a baker will do all the work once you've commissioned them to do it. Hope this makes sense and you think it's a good idea.
So we do.
And that's from a lovely lady called Paula Wilkinson, who's based in Maidstone. And the website is Mums Bake Cakes. Mumsbakecakes.co.uk.
Now, I'm just wondering, you know, with my scoff and quaff hat on, how she vets the cleanliness and hygiene on all those people, because they would have to be some, you don't want to find a toenail in your cake or anything, do you?
Not unless she specifically ordered it.
Yeah. So I'm wondering how she goes about that. And that would be interesting. So if you're listening, Paula, get in touch and tell us.
No, it's a good idea, though, isn't it?
Fabulous idea. I'm going to order one immediately.
Absolutely.
I'm not just the one.
Sevenoaks Town Partnership. On the 22nd of April, they have this year's Sevenoaks Business Show, the Sevenoaks Business Show 2016, and it will be taking place at the Plaza Suite at the Stag, London Road, Sevenoaks, and it will be opened by the Right Honourable Michael Fallon, MP, Secretary of State for Defence, and there's business networking, presentations and exhibits, and there's more than 100 goodie bags up for grabs.
Ooh, woo-hoo. I love a goodie bag.
Yeah, exactly. I went to this last year. It was brilliant. It was a lovely little show, and it's going to be taking place again this year on the 22nd of April. If you'd like to exhibit at it, you can rock up there for free. But if you'd like to exhibit at it, if you email Bonnie Tarling,
and Bonnie Tyler?
No, Bonnie Tarling.
I love Bonnie Tyler.
Bonnie Tarling.
Okay.
And her email address is osl@sevenoakstown.gov.uk. That's osl@sevenoakstown.gov.uk. Or you can call her on 01732 459 953. That's 01732 459 953. Do go along to that. 22nd of April. I'll be there. It's a load of fun.
Are you speaking there, or you'll just be frolicking?
No, I'm just frolicking.
Okay.
I'm actually presenting the Sevenoaks Business Awards, but that's not till September time.
Okay. And then, of course, you're doing this tweet up that the networking thing that I read out earlier. Not a tweet up, of course. It's a Supply My Business inaugural networking event.
On the 14th of March.
You are the main speaker.
Am I?
Yeah. Will you be wearing a bindi?
Of course.
I might get you a proper shalwar kameez to wear.
What is she talking about?
Yeah, shalwar kameez.
I have no idea what she's going on about.
Yeah.
Anyway, talking about the event at East Kent College on the 14th of March with Supply My Business, why don't we talk to Martin?
Well, let's.
Martin of Supply My
He'll
Business.
He'll know all about
Martin,
it.
Hello.
Hi, and good afternoon, listeners. I'm still struggling to sort of think of a suitable answer for your toenail in the cake conundrum question that you raised.
Well, you've just got to be careful.
Trust her to come up with something like that. Huh?
How do you stop a toenail ending up in the cake, and what's the vetting process for that? And
well, as I was eating my dinner in one of the hotels in India, the bad hotel that we stayed in, because all the others were booked, a little mouse ran across the floor, which really put me off my dinner. I did manage to force it down, but it was a bit...
Well, a mouse. I'll have that.
Touché. It was a bit 40 Towers, you know. It's not rat, it's Siberian hamster. Would you like some cheese with your rat? Mm-hmm. You know? So anyway, Martin, tell us about this.
About what?
That is so typical, Jules. Martin, why don't you tell us about Supply My Business? No, why don't I tell you about the mice in India, and then you can carry on.
Well, tell us about your inaugural networking meeting.
Yeah, okay, I will, thanks. I'll go back to the beginning a little bit. And when I was launching my business, Paul is, as everyone knows, incredibly giving with his time and his advice. And he's such a great role model, I think, for businesses in Kent generally. And one of the things he said to me early on was, you know, when you, you know, it's tough when you start a business from scratch. But one of the things you must do is talk about your successes when you have them.
Mm.
And, you know, we've been going for 4 months now.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. But what's really exciting for us to see is the amount of business that's now being done through Supply My Business and the variety of business. You know, our members are doing business on so many different levels. You know, so far we've had a video production company. We've had an IT solutions business, a mobile phone specialist, printers, an insurance company. And at the moment we've got a couple of live briefs for accountants and bookkeepers. All business that's being done directly as a result of being signed up to our website. So that's really, really exciting.
That is positive, that's cool. Yes.
It is. And, you know, apart from that, you know, we've got people like Tony Lyon from Kent Recruitment Bureau, Glenn Shepherd from GJ Recruitment. We've got New Appointments Group, you know, Andrew, who, you know, we mentioned on the show a couple of weeks ago. Mm. You know, businesses like that actually advertising their vacant positions through the website as well, the vacancies that they're looking after, they're going through the website. We spoke about the event we've got coming up with East Kent College. We've got East Kent College and Mid Kent College signed up to the website. And they are using that as a vehicle to recruit and advertise for the apprenticeship briefs that they have on their books, but also raise awareness of apprenticeships more generally as well. So we're doing all of that, and we've got a really vibrant, on top of all of that, we've got a really vibrant sort of community section where, you know, we invite members like Gemma, for example, to write our weekly blog, and it's very much a blog by the members for the members, and it's all about providing answers to real business issues that our members are ultimately facing week in, week out. So, you know, that's happening as well, and the icing on the cake for me really is to be able to be a part of a show like this and bring people like Jill along and Gemma along today as our guests to actually talk about their business. Because, you know, ultimately our business is all about helping other businesses do business in Kent.
Yeah, it's really good to give SMEs a platform. And I think that's what people that come on the show have always said, that it does give them a space where they can talk about their business. And there isn't really anything else like that unless
Absolutely.
You get in the newspaper now and then, which is,
Absolutely.
You know, hard work. So
Absolutely. Cool. So it's going well.
It's early days, Paul, and as we were talking about earlier, you know, there is a tipping point in any business, and it's you know, staying the course and doing the right things day in, day out until you reach that tipping point in your business.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you know, it's not about being complacent. It's about, you know, each day doing the right things that are ultimately going to take your business forward.
Keep on keeping on. Absolutely. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be a cracking event, and it'll be lovely to
and
see.
And I'm down. I'm down. I'm coming.
Jules is coming.
Who invited her?
Well, no, he did. Martin invited me personally.
Oh, for goodness sake.
As soon as I was off the plane.
I only go to these places to get away from her.
He said he'd got some sherry for me or something, or a lassie or something.
Yeah, sherry. Okay.
No, it sounds great. And I must say, East Kent College is one of my favourite venues because I love the food there. I've done a lot of work down there with Chef Rob Allsworth and the team. And I've eaten there on a number of occasions for Kent Young Chefs. The quality of the food is incredible. And the chefs, they, you know, because Gary Rhodes, of course. And Michelle Rue Jr., my new friend, I'm going to get him down there to meet them all.
I mean, they've got a lot of really exciting things happening. Graham was on the show, you know, recently talking about everything that they're up to.
Yeah.
So they haven't. I don't think they'll be cooking the food on the day, unfortunately. But they are.
We're going to take.
It's typical of Jules, isn't it? We set up a business meeting, and all she talks about is the food.
But there will be
a bottle of sherry.
But there is breakfast there.
Oh yeah, there's breakfast.
Yeah. Well, there you are. Yeah. Who's going to rustle up the bacon?
Yeah. Exactly.
Might be Chef Rob Allsworth. I'm sure he'll mince in.
But they are really nice people as well. I mean, Tracy, that I'm working with, you know, to put the event on, they are so helpful and just open to new ideas as well. And they really want to engage, obviously, with small businesses in Kent because small businesses are such an important, you know, adopter, if you like, of apprenticeships. So it's good all round. It's going to be good for the members, good for Supply My Business and good for East Kent College. It's going to be a really good morning.
Yeah,
cool.
I can't wait.
Yep, it's going to be fun. Thank you for that update, Martin. Great to hear from you. Keep on keeping on and we'll get there.
Thanks, Paul.
Fantastic. I'm going to do a couple more tweets and maybe an email, and then we're going to talk to our next guest, which is going to be loads of fun if we can get Jules to shut up.
And just remember, you can follow Martin on Supply My Biz on the Twitter.
Absolutely. We've had a tweet from Carl from Kent that says, "Hi, Vanilla Webb and Jules Serkin. Can we have a shout-out, please? Carlsfromkent.com.
Oh, what's their car of the week, I wonder?
I did see last night somebody posted, I think it was a Golf.
Do you know, I was pondering on the journey home, the eight-hour journey, as one does, whether with the oil and petrol going down, Martin, I'll talk to you because he'll just ridicule me. Whether people start buying different cars. You know, when I was looking at cars, all the cars I like are really thirsty and juicy.
Yeah.
So if petrol goes down, I wonder whether people start buying different cars.
It does happen. It does happen. People realise that they can afford a better car, you know, a more sporty model or a more of a gas guzzler because the price is cheaper, obviously. I mean, in some place, I think Cars from Kent actually do a weekly email, or you can go on their site and look it up. They show you where the cheapest fuel is in Kent.
Well, that's
and
a
they
good idea.
They monitor that on an ongoing basis and they can tell you where to buy the cheapest. And the last time I looked, it was in Canterbury somewhere and they were charging like £1.16 a litre. And I'd just come out of a garage and filled up for £1.52.
But hasn't it got cheaper than that now? It's about 99 now, isn't
it? Diesel is now cheaper than unleaded. Yeah. I think I can buy diesel for 98p.
I said the last time I looked.
Oh, yeah. How old you were. Sorry.
Yeah, they do a daily report of all the cheapest fuels around Kent. It's worth looking because the prices fluctuate enormously.
So that's on cars.
Cars from Kent.
From Kent.
And, of course, we won't even mention the fact that on fuel, nearly 70% of the price of a litre of fuel is actually tax.
Yes,
it's actually tax.
Is outrageous.
It's outrageous. It really is outrageous. And I tell you what, I'm going to have a rant now.
Oh, his fingers have come out this
I'm
minute.
Have a rant
the
now.
Two digits come up, then you know you're in trouble.
Three tyres I've bought in the last 4 weeks. Three
on
tyres.
On your Porsche or your Merc?
On the Merc. And if it was the Porsche, I'd be up there right now kicking their heads in.
Yeah.
Potholes. All three of them done by potholes. It's outrageous. The amount of money you pay in vehicle
You want to
tax,
stop smoking. It's your, you know, it's not good for you, I tell you.
Potholes, yeah, very good. Thank you. Sally Lake has been on.
Oh, what's she saying?
And she's saying it's Tuesday, it's the Business Bunker, and I'm tuned in and listening. Thank you, Sally. Sally for Cakes, who makes wonderful cakes in Whitstable.
She does. Well, she made my wedding cake.
She did indeed. And not only that, did anybody see Vera?
Well, I'm going to watch it when I've got my electric back.
On Sunday night on ITV.
Martin wants you to waggle your digit.
Oh, sorry. Hold on, I'm waggling the digit and talking about Vera.
So can we catch up? What do we go on to catch up? Is it iPlayer?
It's ITV. It's ITV Player, whatever that is called.
Yeah.
Anyway, Vera, which was on Sunday night, that episode was written by Sally's husband, Glenn.
Glenn Laker.
You can follow him on Twitter. It was brilliant. Yeah, it was a brilliant episode.
He writes a lot of stuff now.
He writes for Holby City as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff.
And Sally makes the best cake. She did make my wedding cakes, and they're amazing.
Lemon drizzle cake, that's the thing.
Lemon drizzle cake.
Venom Tech, have a great Business Bunker show today. We'll be listening as always. Thank you. I did see a post from Venom Tech with their Spider of the Day as well.
Yeah, their Venom of the Week, actually, it's called, Paul Andrews.
Stick to brand.
It was a ghastly spider, which I said, ew, in a sort of Manhattan way.
Yeah.
Ew, because all the girls in Manhattan go, ew.
Do they?
It's quite hard to do. But they said it was quite astounding, so I felt a bit silly afterwards because they said it's going to be used as a new antibiotic, this venom. Yeah. So I felt a little bit of an airhead.
It was hairy, though, wasn't it? It was a right hairy beast.
It was, and it looked sort of like it'd been electrocuted. It was ghastly.
If you can find the tweet, you can tell us what it was
called. I'm scrolling down, but I've got Lisa that's popped up, and she said, didn't I bring you back a monkey? No, I brought you back a lovely lassie drink, which she's too scared to drink.
Absolutely.
It's not been opened. Look, the seal is not broken.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Would I poison you?
I want to talk to somebody sensible.
All right.
It's an absolute pleasure. An absolute pleasure now to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show, for the first time, the lovely Lucy Milton of Dandelion Social Media.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
Hello, Luke. Hello, Lucy. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. You?
I'm really well, thank you. Good. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
We've been talking about this for quite a long time before we could get you on because of, you know, dates and stuff like that. So it's lovely to have you here. Why don't you kick off by telling us a little bit about Lucy?
Well, I run a business called Dandelion Social. We do social media management for all types of business.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, everyone knows that social media is the way forward for marketing.
Well, you'd hope that everybody knew, wouldn't you? There's quite a few people that try to pretend it isn't.
I'm still tearing my hair out of people, actually. And they go, oh, yeah, we've got a young girl to do it. You know, she's about 8.
My nephew does it.
It's a bit frightening.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we go out and we help those businesses that do know that it's the way forward but don't want to do it themselves. We go in and help them out with it.
Okay, cool.
So what's your tip of the week, Lucy, for someone that's tuning in?
When you're going to do social media, whether it be Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, make sure it's consistent and regular. Mm. Don't send out one tweet once a week. Mm. Send out multiple tweets multiple times a day, especially on Twitter.
Mm. Do you know, I'm pleased you said that because it's one of the biggest arguments I have with people because people ring me up all the time and they go, will you stop it? Will you stop with all your tweets? Because I send millions, as you probably know.
Yep.
And I said to them, look, the way that Twitter isn't Facebook... It isn't static.
It's not email.
It's not email. People can't go back and read it.
No.
It goes through the timeline really quickly.
I think the lifespan of a tweet is about 18 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And after that, it's not going to get seen.
Yeah. Now, I've got 15,000 followers. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah. Woohoo.
But our reach is incredible.
We get a 60,000.
We're above that. Because Ken Heron did our analytics. Go on, tell me.
Yeah, we've got 60,000 combined followers.
Yeah.
Our reach is 6 million a week in terms of engagement.
Yeah, but that's fantastic.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to discuss with Lucy here is that a very small proportion of my followers will ever see one of the tweets. You know, unless they happen to be looking at the time it went through, they're not going to see it. And I estimate less than 5% of my followers will ever see any of my tweets at any time.
Absolutely.
So you're absolutely right. Yep. I love the fact that you said that.
You've got to keep going at it. Yeah, it's my top tip. It's always my top tip. Always consistent and regular.
Absolutely.
Facebook's not quite the same. You don't need to post quite as often on Facebook.
No.
I think the lifespan of a post there is about 90 minutes.
I want to talk about this with you, Lucy, because this is where I think it's interesting and where a professional like you can kind of bring things to this.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, let's look at the different platforms for business.
Yeah.
From your point of view, what are the main social media platforms for business?
It depends on the type of business.
Sure.
But generally, I would say Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.
Right, okay.
YouTube. LinkedIn is not really, in my opinion, LinkedIn isn't a social media platform.
I have to say, I'm getting increasingly fed up with LinkedIn. It's becoming a poor man's Facebook to some extent. You have some really stupid
LinkedIn
stuff
is more,
there.
In my opinion, is more of a, it's more like of an online CV than
a social
media platform.
I agree. But, you know, whenever I have been headhunted or something has happened to me for my... Excuse me, I have been headhunted many times.
I didn't know you'd been to the Amazon.
Whenever I've been headhunted, I have noticed they've been all over my LinkedIn the night before, often on a Sunday night at 9 o'clock or a Friday night at 9. I think,
if you're still sober.
Yeah, but it's interesting because, you know, as Paul and I have often said on the show, before you meet someone, they've already sussed you out by your website and your social profile.
Oh, absolutely.
It is important to keep your LinkedIn profile up to date with everything that you're doing, your job title, your headshot photo. Make sure you get them in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Richard will want me to tell you all about that.
So. No, absolutely. And funnily enough, I was talking to somebody else earlier as well about exactly that. One of the things about social media, I think, and I want to get your opinion on it more than anything, obviously, is that, especially with Twitter, which is my favourite platform for these kind of things,
as well.
You know, they've enhanced Twitter enormously, and you can post photographs, pictures, video, and all kinds of stuff with it. But what that means you've got to do is you've not only got to be creative with your posts, with the content, you've kind of got to be a bit creative with the pictures and stuff that you post with it too. And you need some decent stuff. But I want to come back to what you just said, because I want to make sure I answered it. The three platforms you said were Facebook, Twitter, and...
YouTube,
absolutely. YouTube's a real phenomenon, isn't it? Because
it's the second largest search engine after Google.
Absolutely. It's amazing, isn't it?
Now, it is.
I'm of the school that I've got a face for radio. So I try to avoid YouTube.
But we're both on it.
She said, yeah, agreed.
Our little...
I didn't agree with you. I just smiled at you.
Our Tales from Turkey is on there.
Yeah, no.
Which is a bit spooky because you watch it on the big screen. It's scary.
Yeah, no. There's
you are on there.
There's dozens and dozens of films of me on YouTube, none of which I put there. Don't even go there. I'm trying to get that one taken off. But for me... It's not something that I've kind of got involved in, but I know that it's a really big deal. And I just want to focus on that for a moment because it's something that I'm not familiar with myself, whereas with Twitter and Facebook and the other stuff I am. But YouTube is not something I've kind of used myself a lot. So from your point of view, for a small business, what are the main opportunities of using something like YouTube? What would you recommend to them?
Well, the way YouTube works now, or the way the world works now, is that people will Google if they've got a problem. Like, for example, a few years ago, Richard, my partner Richard, and I had a problem with our boiler. But rather than calling out a plumber, we had a look on YouTube, and there on YouTube was a video on how to fix our boiler, and it was just the pressure on it.
Do you know that is so spooky.
I can go on that to how to put a sari on.
You could.
We should have done that before we started.
Lucy and I are connected in the cosmos. I've just worked out. Because do you know what I did on Sunday afternoon?
Did you Google how to fix your boiler?
I Googled how to fix the pressure on my boiler.
And it's really simple. And rather than paying out for a plumber or a boiler specialist and cost you a couple of £100, you can do it yourself for free.
Absolutely. Do you know what I do, though?
I
phone lovely Samson Gas, Danny Tickner, and he talks me through, and we sort of have a little video thing, and he talks me through, and I show him my boiler, and he gets me to press things.
The benefit of YouTube is you've already got your video there, and you can keep rewinding back through it, and you've got something showing you. If you type in the type of boiler that you've got, they show you the video and the pictures of
what
you're looking at.
What is there?
So, absolutely. So, how spooky is
that? I know.
So from a business point of view, so if you're not a plumber, if you're in some kind of other kind of business, or a heating engineer, I should say.
Yes.
Careful. Yeah. It gets very uppity.
What's the kind of things that so how-to videos, obviously.
Yeah.
If you've got an area of expertise, say you want to do a how-to video.
Yeah.
Is there anything else we need to think about as small businesses that we might...
When I always tell my clients to do when they're doing their content, where they're sharing their content, is to do 25% promotional content and the rest of it is helpful content.
Right.
So it's putting tweets out there or Facebook posts out there or videos, depending on what you want to do, with helpful information, because you're getting your client's trust. You're earning your client's trust, so that it's that whole know, like, trust issue, in that the more helpful content you provide to them, the more likely they'll come back to you.
Okay.
So when it comes to your videos, it's helpful content. So whatever area of business you're in, whether you're a chef, you can do a quick video on, like, a 2-minute video on how to make pancakes.
Right.
I'm not having pancakes tonight. I'm not going to be at home. It'll be tomorrow instead. But it's just helpful content. So whatever area of business that you're in,
Do
helpful stuff.
And yeah, YouTube. I need to sort of do that more, but I never get round to it. I have got a YouTube account.
Yeah, that's the thing. It is finding time. And that's what a lot of businesses find, small businesses, medium-sized businesses. They find that their social media, they don't have time to do their social media because they've got all those other hats that they need to wear. So that's where I'm coming.
You're absolutely right. And I hear that more than anything from people. And it drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Because I go, well, if you've got no time to sell and market your business, why are you wasting your time being in business?
But then I wouldn't be in business.
No, that's true. But that's the same issue, though, isn't it? That says, look, I suspect quite a few people might come to you initially because they don't want to do it themselves because they haven't got the time.
It's either that or...
Some people are underconfident. Intelligent people that I know say, but I don't know what to tweet.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Or it's that they don't want to.
It's
either they don't have the time, they don't know what to treat, or they don't want to.
Or they're not comfortable doing it. It doesn't come that...
And I find that it's the older generation that doesn't want to learn to do it because it's something new.
You see, I don't agree with that because, I mean, I'm 57 and I adore Twitter.
Yeah. Definitely not all of them, but the majority of the older generation that comes to me, it's because they don't want to learn.
Because what I'm finding is the younger generation are leaving Twitter and they're going more on to, Instagram.
The newest one at the moment, the popular one is Snapchat.
Yeah, because it disappears.
Yeah.
I think that's why they like it.
Snapchat has recently, I think it's in the last couple of years, they do, it's called Stories now, and you can add stories to your story, pictures, snaps to your story, and it lasts for 24 hours. So you can have a continuous story every single day. And the last story of one day, the last snap of one day, is the first snap of the next day. So it's a continuous story.
Right.
And it lasts for 24 hours. But after 24 hours, it's gone.
Yeah.
So... But that's the newest one at the moment.
Yeah. I mean, you're always going to get that, aren't you? You're always going to get fads and new things come along and things change and move. I totally get what you were saying, Lucy, about why people engage someone such as yourself to help them do what they're trying to do. And there's nothing wrong with that.
You know,
we outsource all kinds of things, don't
Absolutely.
We?
Absolutely.
We outsource our credit control, our IT and all other kinds of things. They're all important business skills, but we don't possess all of them.
No.
So, absolutely, there's nothing wrong with outsourcing it as long as you do it. Yeah. What I object to is people who don't have a social media presence at all because they don't think it's worthwhile.
Yeah.
And I just think that's dumb in the extreme.
But, you know, with my new husband, who's emerging markets and it's very financial, most of the people that go on his show don't have a Twitter account because they're sort of banks and specialist banks.
They still have those accounts, though.
I jump up and down and scream.
Yeah.
But they just don't have the presence and they're not really interested in the presence and they don't get it.
Yeah. I find a lot of the time now, if Twitter, the way Twitter works now as well, it's you get your complaints through there as well.
I use it all the time.
Yeah, so do I.
It is the best way of overcoming big corporate inertia.
Mm. Yeah.
Because they can't stand...
Because they don't want...
They need to get
bad publicity. Yeah. No, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. At the moment, there are certain companies, I won't name them, there's a certain telecoms company. I'll use an anagram. There's a certain telecoms company called TB, okay, that have really annoyed me just recently. And, of course, when you try to interact with them as a business, they use weapons to stop you. And the weapons they use to stop you is their customer service people, where you ring up, you get an IVR box that makes you press 15 buttons to do something that you don't want to do, and then they cut you off when you get near a real person.
Yeah, and you spend 20 minutes of your life trying to talk to someone.
Costs you a fortune to phone them as well.
Yeah, and then they go, oh, we'll get back to you on that. And they never do. And when you ring, you don't know who you spoke to.
Send out a tweet and they'll respond within
But you send a
hours.
Tweet and they'll be onto it within 5 minutes because they're not dealing with one person anymore. They're dealing with loads.
Yeah.
So everybody has to be on social media.
Yeah.
One of the interesting things is, back last year, we did a thing called Get Social in Canterbury. And there were loads of people that came along that worked for, and a lot of the people that normally don't like social media are people like lawyers and accountants and architects and professionals. Yeah. And a lot of law firms say to me, oh, we're not going to be on Twitter. It's, you know, as a law firm, we couldn't possibly do it, but it's far too frivolous. And we've got client confidentiality. We've got secrets. So the headline speaker we had at Get Social was the head of digital engagement from the Ministry of Defence. And he got, and the first thing he got up, he says, do you want to see some secret footage? And he said, show me this stuff. And the audience went, you can't do that. And he said, if we don't, the enemy will.
Well, exactly.
So there's no secrets anymore. All of our stuff goes out on Twitter
and
Facebook.
It certainly does.
And we've got a library of it. If you want to see Special Forces in action, we've got a whole library of that you can use. And
there's no excuse not to be on there at all.
Absolutely.
If the Ministry of Defence are on there and they're showing secret videos, then no excuse for anybody at all.
Absolutely. And that kind of shocks people because they go, ah, we're in a different ballgame.
I bet all those lawyers that said they weren't on there, I bet they are now.
Yeah, exactly.
The other bugbear is conferences, because Ken Heron and I are always, Ken's in America, we're always moaning about it because you go to conference and I'm merrily tweeting away and there's no hashtag. They haven't set up anything for these conferences.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, when I was in India, I was saying, oh, what, you know, what's the hashtag and who do I follow? Nothing. Mm. And then when I came back, I found they actually had an official Twitter handle for the conference that none of the organisers knew.
That's
and
shocking. When it comes to hashtags and things, you do have to be careful with your hashtags, though.
Yeah.
You have to do your research and make sure that there aren't they aren't already taken, and it's if it's something that is already taken, it's something that you would like to be associated
with. Yeah, absolutely.
There are times out there when you don't want to be associated with that hashtag at all.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt, but Nurse Liz has just retweeted the spider thing.
And she lives in Maryland
in
the USA.
She's listening in. She's,
a lot of,
she found the tweet from VenomTech and has just retweeted it if you want to look
it
up.
I have to say, spiders really freak me out.
It's the feathery leg baboon spider.
A baboon spider, that's what it was. Yeah.
Oh, I've got shivers down my spine when it comes to things. It freaks me out.
It's like when I came out of the Ganges the other day, as you do. Had a little wash, you know. And this guy opened this box and this spitting cobra just leapt out and I just...
Oh, no, see, snakes even, like, freak me out. I hate spiders.
Yeah, I really don't like spiders. Isn't there a song, I Hate Spiders and Snakes? Jim... Cattrall or something.
Something like that.
I don't know. Let's go back to talking to Lucy
because she's far more sensible than you.
I wouldn't necessarily say that.
I've just seen what it says on the top of that bottle.
Just drink it.
Just drink it, Paul. Be a man and drink it.
Yeah, really be a man.
That is not nice.
What? What's it say?
Aminal.
What?
Well, read it. Anyway,
I've got my glasses.
Run us through, and I know this is going to be customizable, and it's not going to be. So it's a horrible question I'm going to ask you.
Thanks, then. Thanks in advance.
Yeah, that's all right. But for the average customer, and I know there's no such thing, what's the kind of thing that you recommend that you do for them as a starting point? So when you first go to someone and say, look, you need some social media presence here, how do you kind of feed them into it, as it were?
It depends what they want to achieve from using social media, because some businesses just want to increase their Twitter followers. Mm. Some want to increase their likes on their page. The majority want to increase website traffic, so the amount of people that are coming through to their website and actually getting business from them.
Yep.
So, as I said, 25% promotional content, 75% helpful. So hints and tips if you're a baker, hints and tips on how to bake a cake. I can't bake to save my life at all. Mm. And Richard will tell you that as well.
Mm-hmm. Hey, funny enough, you mentioned that the other day.
Why doesn't that surprise me at all?
He didn't. I just made that up.
I know.
You don't need to bake. You can just phone Sally for cake.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. That's the delight of social media. You can go and tweet them or Google them and have a look and it'll be perfect. So I always say if you want more website traffic, you've got to earn your potential clients' trust. You've got to earn that trust first. Otherwise, you're never going to get any business. So it's providing helpful content. So anything that is to do with your business, that's nothing to do with actually promoting your business, but it's in your area. So as a baker, send out tweets on how to make a cake, on how to do a souffle. Yeah. Not that I actually know what one of those is, really. But that sort of content. Yeah. Mix it up. Send it out on multiple times every day, Facebook, Twitter, and whatever you're going to use.
Sure.
And just do it regularly and consistently. It's got to be
consistent. That's the key. You've got to hit it. And you guys have all been really good. One of the things that really annoys me sometimes on this show is people ask to come on the show because, you know, they want promotion and publicity or the rest of it. And I start tweeting out and you never hear from them. They never even acknowledge that I've sent a tweet out. And they're on Twitter and I tag them in the tweets, yeah. But they never retweet it. They don't like it. They don't mention they're coming on. They don't
see
do
that
anything.
Again, that's if you're going to be mentioned in a tweet by somebody else.
Yeah.
Thank them for it, or retweet it, or say, do something. Engage with your customers, with your potential customers,
and follow back.
Yeah,
it's so rude. Yeah.
I mean, I am now following you, Jules.
Oh, darling, thank you. No, I didn't say it for that reason.
not for long.
But it's the amount of people that you know that follow. If you want to find out about India? Follow me.
I will.
Or you could go back in her timeline and find out about South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
See, now you're just making me jealous because I haven't been on holiday for a long time.
But this wasn't a holiday. This was actually, I was doing social media. I worked very hard. I had to wake up at 4 a.m.
Still,
in South Carolina.
It's not here in this miserable, wet England. Although the sun is now, I can briefly see the sun shining now.
I did manage to fit in some, R&R.
Good.
Well, we're pleased for you. Anyway, back to Lucy. So, Lucy, what I'd like you to do now is tell the listener how they can get a hold of you, how they can find out more about you, and how they can engage your wonderful services.
Well, you can have a look at my website. It's dandelionsocial.com. Facebook page, facebook.com/dandelionsocial. Tweet me at dandelionsm. That's S for sugar, M for Mike. Or drop me an email, lucy@dandelionsocial.com.
Fantastic.
I think... my mobile number's on the website. But if it isn't, it's 07980-877-276.
Fantastic. Thank you. Lucy, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunch
Show.
That's
all right. Thank you very much for having me on.
Do stay with us for the rest
of
the show.
I will do.
But for the moment, Lucy Milton of Dandelion Social Media, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Brilliant. We've got loads of tweets. We've got a break coming up. We've got loads of emails. I've had a tweet from Gullens Employment, who are listening in. Hi, all the folks at Gullens. You need to crack on and work. Gullens are doing a job for me at the moment as well, so they need to get on with it and stop listening to this rubbish and get on with my job. Also, Brian Hall has tweeted in, hi, could we have a shout-out, please, for the Hythe After Hours networking tonight at 6 a.m. It's the Art of the Quick Pitch, and it's at the Hythe Imperial Hotel. And that's from Brian Hall. That's the Hythe Imperial Hotel, 6 p.m. tonight, free to attend. Bit of networking. Go there. I'm telling you, go there.
Kent and Victor Chamber have a cybercrime. I'm quite interested in this because I don't think there's enough being done about cybercrime. The event is free to attend. You need to book to reserve your place, they say. It's in Ashford, and the sat-nav, if you want to write it down, is T for Tiger, N for Norman, 24, O, L, H for Harry. It's on the 23rd of February, which is a Tuesday, at 7:30 to 10:30, so you can nip there and then you can listen to Bunker afterwards. And the event will help businesses be more aware of and reduce prevailing threats they face, including malware, phishing and things that spray the microphone generally, and invoice redirection fraud. It's free to attend for members and non-members, and you need to go on to kentinvictorchamber.co.uk to, you know, save your little place.
Cool.
Do that. I think it's important.
Thank you for that. We're going to have a little break now. We're going to listen to some more tunage, and then we will be right back after
what
that.
What have we got?
We've got a bit of police.
No sitar?
No.
What's the matter with you? A bit of Ravi?
No.
Ravi Shankar?
No.
Police, okay. Where are we going? Pancakes?
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.